This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I have been talking about the need for NRA 2.0, NRA reset something. And there's a lot of reasons it needs to be reset. But people that, like me, that talk about it needing to do that, there's a lot of derision directed our way, a lot of hate directed our way, and a lot of misinformation, and I'm not the only one. So I saw an article he wrote, and then I saw another article he wrote, and he's getting ridden in the wrong way by the wrong people, and I just don't like that happening. So let's lend a little ear to the voice. And we're joined from the Firearms Policy Council now by Jeff Knox. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It is amazing.
And just to clarify, we are the Firearms Coalition.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I always get those things confused.
Yeah, but a lot of people do.
I shouldn't have, though. Anyway, that's beside the point. So, lately, let's talk about the stuff that is true first. NRA is under fire. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Bloomberg's group, he's got a news agency.
Right.
Could you hear my air quotes there? he's got a news agency that is dedicated to gun control.
Right.
And he sicked one of his best reporters, a guy named Mike Spies, real nice guy. I've talked to him a few times. He wants me to tell him stuff, and I don't. But he's a good reporter. He digs. He knows how to dig. And he's been digging along with a reporter from Mother Jones magazine, the Latter-day Hippie Journal.
Right.
And they've been turning up some really bothersome things about the NRA, much of it that I've been aware of and have been reporting on for 30 years, and other stuff that is news to me and was kind of shocking. And since their reporting is attracting mainstream media, there's been an article in the Wall Street Journal and other mainstream media outlets, I felt that it's time to quit trying to quietly talk about this amongst ourselves and to just lay the cards out on the table as to exactly what's been going on at NRA and what is going on at NRA, and that changes need to happen, and they need to happen now.
Now, what are your thoughts on what's happening with NRA with New York?
The whole thing in New York is a very big mess, and part of it was self-created.
Yeah.
They rolled out their carry guard insurance training program, NRA did, in a rather haphazard manner, and they failed, apparently, to make sure that all of their T's were crossed and their I's were dotted. and that created some problems. But the bigger problem is that the governor of New York is a jerk, and he's a radical extremist anti-rights jerk. And he has been pressuring businesses to not do business with NRA, and he's gone after the insurance companies that are affiliated and associated with NRA, and levied all sorts of fines and charges against them for some of the actions of NRA and some of the actions that they've done on behalf of NRA. So this isn't a straightforward one-way kind of situation. No question about it. Cuomo is a jerk, and he is going after the NRA and using every trick that he can find to do that. And NRA is fighting back, as they well should. It's a mess. It's an expensive mess. It's a potentially, it could, if we lost it all the way, it could make NRA virtually fold. And that's scary, and that's a big problem.
Right. So, and the unforced error part is very important to what we'll be discussing as time goes on here. But so NRA does have a couple of problems. A few of them they've created themselves. I agree with you 100% on this. I mean, I think when NRA Carry Guard was rolled out, it was somewhat, nefarious the way they put it together and threw it out there.
It was atrocious. We know that USCCA and several other groups had created a type of insurance-ish product for people who were who might be in a self-defense situation, because as they say in the training schools, if you have to draw and fire your gun in a self-defense situation, you've got two problems. The first problem is surviving that situation. The second problem is the legal consequences that are going to chase you after that, after you survive that situation. And that's a serious problem, and it's something that needs to be addressed. I've always thought that insurance for something like that is a bit of a scam, because realistically, the odds of you or me having to do that are very, very slim. And so it's insuring against a possibility that's pretty infinitesimal. And so that insurance should, by all rights, cost you almost nothing. I mean, it should be a very tiny bit, but right. It can also hurt you in your defense that, hey, he even got insurance in preparation to go out and shoot some guy. So there's lots of questions around it. But when NRA rolled it out, I was in Atlanta at the NRA convention, and it was just a day or two before the convention opened up that slam, the guys at USCCA had been kicked out of their booth. Their booth space was closed to them. They weren't allowed in the show. Same with a couple of other organizations that offered this type of insurance. And it was very heavy-handed, very just not nice. It was just not.
It was unnecessary, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah.
No reason for it. No reason for it whatsoever. And it actually goes deeper, because the NRA guys who put.
I'll tell you what, before you go deeper, we're coming up on break.
Yeah.
So I want to go deeper with this, but I want to get to the meat of the stuff, too. But Firearms Coalition, tell them how they can find you and what you do.
Firearmscoalition.org. You can also find me on Facebook. If you go on Google or any of your search engines, DuckDuckGo, I try and avoid Google, but just enter the name Knox and Guns, and you will find our stuff. I'm on Ammo Land all the time. I'm in Firearms News all the time. We're out there.
If you look for Jeff Knox without the guns part, you'll just get a golfer. We'll be right back. My guest is Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. This is Lock and Load.
to Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Come out at franklinarmory.com. We are let me tell you a story. And my guest from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox. Jeff, have you ever studied in the martial arts by any chance?
Just a little bit, not seriously.
You know, in the martial arts with a fight in a hand-to-hand combat encounter, with true combative martial arts, not the sports, but the really ugly ones, it's meant to be very economic, very little unused movement, and quite violent when it needs to be, and then, you know, you're out of there. The NRA doesn't conduct business the way a competent martial artist would, do they?
No, not at all. And as we were going to the break, one of the things that really upset me about the way the whole carry guard thing came down was I later got reports from various people in the industry that NRA went to them, talked to them, asked them questions, talked with them as if they were going to partner with them.
Right.
And take their product, and got lots of into the details of how the product worked and how they were selling it and how it was going forward, suggesting that they were going to partner up. And they did this with multiple people, both on the insurance side of things and on the training side of things, and got this insider information and then came back to them, if they bothered getting back to them, and said, well, we've decided we're not going to go with you. And then they rolled out their own version, taking that proprietary information from those various companies and using it to make their own product and to compete with them. And I think that that's a low way to do business. And and in the end, it turns out that now we've got at least two or three different states that have locked up on it and are bringing charges against NRA and carry guard and refusing to allow them to sell it in their states and bringing possible fines and so forth for the way they rolled it out in their states,
right,
without making sure that they were following all of the local state laws.
Well, I mean, there's various companies that have been doing this for years. And with the exception of people like you and me, most people didn't know this kind of service existed. You can look at how many clients most of these guys have. And figure that part out. But it existed, and nobody ever said anything. And then the NRA comes out with it, and now everybody knows about it, and because it's NRA. And that would have happened anyway. Whether they had gone and looked at templates of business and taken away underwriters and, taken their little spy cameras in or not, that would have happened anyway because they are NRA. That's not something they had to do to get that attention.
Right. And it's always true that NRA has a lot of enemies. And therefore, everything that the NRA does, they have to know that they're going to be under strict scrutiny. They are going to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb by their enemies everywhere. And if they make the slightest mistake, their enemies are going to take advantage of it. And in this case, it looks like they went into surgery with a chainsaw,
right,
and didn't bother with the anesthetic. I mean, it was foolish the way they went forward with this. And I have heard rumors that there is now talk of actually spinning carry guard off as an independent company that is affiliated with NRA, but isn't NRA, isn't under NRA's direct umbrella. And that I think is even worse because then we don't have any kind of direct oversight of what money's coming in, what money's going out, what procedures are being followed, et cetera. Right now, that's supposed to be under the watchful eye of the board of directors that we NRA members elect. And I've been concerned about that situation for quite some time, that the board is just not taking their fiduciary responsibility as seriously as they need to. And that's a mistake on the part of each and every individual board member, because each and every individual board member has the potential to be sued individually for failing to keep up with their fiduciary responsibility. And that's something that they all need to keep in mind.
Yeah. The, the Carrieguard thing, I want to move on from the Carrieguard thing simply because, I've got my own ideas about NRA and I want to get into them with you in the next segment. Do we know if the Carrieguard has actually had to operate? Have they had to defend anybody in a court of law yet?
I'm not aware of them bringing a case, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 2 years ago. You would think just the law of averages by now that would have happened, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And they might have. I'm not aware.
Do we know how many people have Carrieguard? Have Carrieguard? Do we know that?
Not a clue. Not a clue.
Yeah, that would be a number I'd be interested in to hear too, because I would have thought that for the newly aware, they would have said, "This is a great idea. I'm in. I can't wait to take my money." And I'd still like to see what their numbers were on that. But you know, that's beside the point.
Well, they definitely advertised it a lot. There's no question about that.
In Atlanta, when we were walking around in Atlanta, you couldn't walk and turn left or right without bumping into Carrieguard. It was everywhere. And I think I was probably one of the only ones that didn't go out and get a Carrieguard hat or shirt.
Yep. Carrieguard hats, T-shirts, everywhere, signs, everywhere, banners, everywhere. Dana Lesh pursing her chest out with the Carrieguard logo on
everywhere.
It was
in the restroom. It was in the men's room.
Yeah.
As I recall. So anyway, we're coming up on the break, and when we get back now, we're going to get into the meat and the potatoes with Mr. Knox. And there's a couple of things I think need to be done. There's a couple of things that he's been advising, and we're going to talk about the problem with this, what people like him are hearing about when he just brings this up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table, and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
President Trump is meeting with top senators and advisors after four Americans were killed in Syria today. ISIS has taken responsibility for the action. Vice President Mike Pence discusses U.S. forces in Syria.
We're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home.
Pence was speaking at a conference in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we're going to try to accelerate here because there's a lot to talk about, but we need to bring up a few things. But first of all, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. They'll be at SHOT Show. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Recently, and I'm skipping, but recently you have been writing about the things that NRA, that you'd like to see NRA do, because we both acknowledge the need for a healthy, agile, hostile, adept, accurate, on their game 100% of the time and protecting themselves at all times NRA, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to make this really clear. I catch it from both sides, and I'm sure you do too, Bill. from the one side, I catch it for, quote, attacking the NRA and bashing the NRA. And from the other side, I catch it from the people who say the NRA are the enemy and we need to do away with them and end them. I'm a dedicated, loyal, committed NRA member. I'm an endowment member. I started buying my life membership when I was 18 with the first check I got from the Army. And I'm committed to this organization. I want it to be the best it can be. I want it to be effective. That's what I want. And I don't see them being effective. And I see them wasting a whole lot of money and doing things that damage the brand, that damage our friends in the political sphere, that damage my rights, and I have a problem with that, and we need to fix it.
Now, I've been saying to people for the latest bit, and I'd like your take on this. I've been saying that if they were to make one statement, that it would carry so much, and if they were just to say it, even if they had trouble implementing it, it would go a long way with the membership. Because, like you said, there's some people that think they've been deserted on this. But I think the NRA should come out and say, listen, we're going to concentrate all of our efforts on Second Amendment advocacy. We're not a media company, so no more NRA TV. We're not a corporation that sells insurance, so no more CarryGuard. We are ending all of that stuff, and we're going to dedicate ourselves to protecting the Second Amendment here in the United States, which is where we started. Bear with us. Do you think that would get anywhere?
I think it would be a big help, but I don't see it happening.
Well, I saw in one of the things where they were talking about your article, where they were saying that NRA needs to be a media company, but that costs a lot of money. Listen, I'm in media. I'm in syndicated media. I'm in multi-market. I have at least as big an audience as they have, probably bigger, and it don't cost that much.
No.
It doesn't cost that much to do it, and it certainly doesn't cost as much as they spent.
And realistically, the money that they pour, and it's a lot of money, that they pour into NRA TV and all of that stuff could be replaced by a couple of good, smart people on YouTube.
Sure.
With a broader reach, more effective, and for virtually no money. I mean, virtually none. And that's, you know, that's part of the problem. A lot of people don't understand, though. NRA TV does not belong to NRA. NRA TV is a product of Ackerman McQueen, our advertising and PR agency. Cam Edwards does not work for the NRA. Cam Edwards works for Ackerman McQueen. He's an Ackerman
That's right.
McQueen employee. Dana Loesch is an Ackerman McQueen employee. And as far as that goes, Mark Chestnut, the editor of America's First Freedom, is an Ackerman McQueen employee, not an NRA employee like the editors of American Hunter and American Rifleman.
Right.
Ackerman McQueen owns that magazine. Ackerman McQueen owns NRA TV, and they produce it for NRA. And they take a big, huge cut right out of the middle of it. And I have a big problem with how much money the NRA gives to Ackerman and McQueen, and I have a big problem with how much influence Ackerman McQueen has over the internal workings of the NRA.
Well, I mean, for everything that they've got going on right now, they could just contract. They could contract. I mean, when we're in, are you going to Vegas?
I'm hoping to.
Yeah.
I haven't solidified my plans yet.
Gotcha. So when I get there and I go up to Radio Row, because I won't be broadcasting from Radio Row because apparently I'm not special enough. But when I go up there and I look at Cam's operation, Cam Edwards has a nice operation. I don't quite understand the 360-inch monitors for a radio show because you know, it's radio. But at the same time, I also know that Cam has lost a lot of his distribution that they had outside of NRA TV. He doesn't have Sirius XM anymore. He doesn't have the Sportsman's Channel. I think his show that he does has been cut from 3 to 1 hour. Is that right?
I don't follow him.
Yeah.
I honestly don't.
Well, I mean, typically I follow talk radio just because, you know, talk radio is it's everyday, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. And
oh, yeah. I used to be in the business myself.
Yeah.
For many
so,
years.
You know, I see what's going on there, and it bothers me the media types that are there that are getting, they're not actually being allowed to do the craft. And at the same time, other things are going on there that make me scratch my head. But this is there's a cheaper way to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's
Absolutely.
Now their production capability, they are second to none. I have done when I interviewed Ted Nugent, I did it on an Ackerman McQueen stage, and I mean that was as good as anything you'll ever see.
Absolutely, it's top notch. No
question
about it.
But nobody else does it. And there are those of us that are in media that do the gun talking thing, or do, you know, there's people that are in media that do television stuff, and we do it, and we do it for a lot less. And we're not being targeted daily, and we're not going to get deplatformed. That's one thing that we have over social media, is that we're not going to get deplatformed. Everybody else might lose everything, but
no, it's a frustrating situation. It really is. But and one of the problems again with NRA TV, why is NRA TV talking about left-right politics and talking about border security and so forth outside of Second Amendment gun rights, shooting, hunting issues? NRA TV goes wide fire on political stuff,
right?
Left-right political stuff,
right?
That we need friends on the left. I'm personally a far right guy. I do campaign consulting to make sure that far right guys like me get elected to political office. But we need people on the left as well. And there are people on the left who love their guns and love the Second Amendment and would like to fix things in their sphere of politics, but they get no support and help and get a lot of harm from the NRA, because the NRA says, basically, we don't want you. We don't agree with you. Yeah. And we're going to choose sides outside of Second Amendment issues. And
let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on a break. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back. I'm talking to Jeff Knox of the Firearms Coalition. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking with Jeff Knox about everything going on with the NRA and what they need to do and what we think they need to do. One of the problems that you've been running to just at Ammo Land is there's a great many people that just think everything's hunky-dory and nothing should be said critical of the NRA.
Right. There are people who say that if you criticize something that the NRA does or someone in the NRA for something that they said or do, you are attacking the NRA, and they rally around the flag and come to the defense. And unfortunately, this is very, very prevalent within the board of directors. NRA has a 76-member board of directors, and for whatever reason, when there's any kind of criticism of NRA, rather than addressing the problem that's being raised by the criticism, they attack the criticizer. And
right,
they rally and circle the wagons against that criticism. Back in the olden days when Harlan Carter was in, it was his cry for unity, unity, unity. And today, it's the current board and people in powers call that they need to defend against attacks on the NRA. Well, the attacks are coming for a reason. The questions, the challenges, the criticisms. And let's just lay it out real quick, Bill. We've been kind of digging into the weeds on a couple of these things, but let's talk about the big picture.
Sure.
NRA is $30 million in debt as of 2017, the end of 2017. And I guarantee that didn't get better in 2018 with the lawsuits up in New York and so forth. But that $30 million that they say has been spent on lawsuits in New York, which is not a true number by any means, but that is after the $30 million that NRA was in the red at the end of 2017. NRA's pension fund is $50 million in the red. NRA is paying their top executives almost $8 million for 10 executives. That's $1.5 million to Wayne LaPierre, $1.2 million to Chris Cox, $800,000 to a guy named Josh Powell, who nobody had heard of just a couple of years ago, and suddenly he's the guy leading the charge on CarryGuard and all of this stuff.
Right.
And there are like nine other prominent executives at NRA that are making over $500,000 a year, and they're stumbling and screwing things up. Their statement on the bump stock issue immediately after the Las Vegas shooting, they didn't say the NRA sees that this is a problem, that there are problems out there, and we'd be willing to talk about changing regulations regarding bump stock. We'll look at it with you and we'll talk about it, to seem like they're compliant or you can work with them if they wanted to. Instead, Chris Cox and Wayne LaPierre put out a statement that said the NRA believes that these devices that can make semi-autos function like machine guns should be more heavily regulated. That's not a statement that has ambiguity in it. That's saying we, the NRA, the defenders of the Second Amendment, believe that these things should be more tightly regulated, and that is a violation of the principles that the NRA is supposed to be standing for, and they should not have said it. They should have been called down by the board of directors for saying it, but they said it, and Donald Trump listened to it, and now we have a ban on bump stocks, that bump stocks are machine guns. And guess what? If a bump stock is a machine gun because it can convert a semi-auto into, quote-unquote, a machine gun, then the semi-auto itself is, by the same definition, a machine gun because it can be easily converted into a machine gun with the use of a bump stock. So we've opened the door to a judge saying, yes, all semi-autos can be banned because they're machine guns, because they can be made into machine guns with the addition of this stupid stock.
Sure.
That's a huge problem. And that's a problem that NRA has created. And by waffling the way they have with the bump stocks and with the extreme risk protection orders, they've opened up Republicans to say and do stupid things that will keep those Republicans from getting reelected. And that's hurting us even more.
Right. Let me ask you this. The membership, I'm sure the membership of NRA is looking at this and saying, well, you know, this isn't what I gave you that money for. And I have an issue with the idea that, you know, we can pay $40 to the NRA and they become our proxy to fight for gun rights. I think we all need to be activists. It's very easy to be an activist. You just make three phone calls a week. You call your two senators and your representative, and you let them know what you think, constantly doing that. And, you know,
if
you
call your state guys too. You need
call your state guys. You know, it's just, it's phone calls. I mean, you could do them all. You could do them all in a day, in less than a day.
Absolutely.
So, that goes a long way. Going to a protest here and there, go to an event here and there, that goes a long way too. What should the membership of NRA do? Should they be contacting the board of directors, all the board members they know of? Should they be contacting them all and saying, fix this and fix it now? Or what should they be doing?
They should be contacting their board of directors, and they should be contacting them directly. There are 76 members of the board of directors. You have to have their names, and their names are typically in the October-September issue of your magazine. They will list them all. A lot of them will be listed in your ballot issue that's going to come out here in the next 2 weeks or so.
Right.
Of your magazine. But as long as you have their name, you send a letter or even an email to the secretary's office. Send it to that person, care of Secretary NRA, 7000 Waples Mill Road or whatever it is, and you direct it through the secretary's office to each of the directors that you can think of. If you live in Tennessee, find a director who lives in Tennessee, write them a letter.
Right.
any of the prominent directors, write to Ollie North, write to Joe DeBurgolis from New York, who's now NRA Wayne Lapierre's like third in command. He's in charge of general operations at the moment, temporarily. Used to be on the board of directors.
Right.
But the board of directors, I'll tell you, I've talked to a lot of members of the board of directors, those that will talk to me, and
we only have a couple of minutes here, but I want to point this one thing out. You got a couple of new board members who are members of all kinds of committees, and I mean, straight out of the blocks, they're members of all kinds of committees, which, and they also seem to be the ones that are coming out against what you and other people are saying that are talking about this, like you. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yeah. If you play along, you get committee assignments and you get power within the NRA structure. If you ask questions, you don't get committee assignments. And if you ask too many questions, they will do things to make sure that you don't get reelected. Board members that are loyal to Wayne and loyal to ACMAC, Ackerman and McQueen,
right,
will get little write-ups in the magazine and will get nice things published about them, and important people will say things in support of them. If you're not in that inner circle, if you're not one of those pal guys, then you don't get those little perks. You don't get those, your name written down, and you're considered a troublemaker, and they will try and get you off the board, and they will go to the links of, back in the 90s when they got rid of my dad, they went.
We're back. We're going to run out of time in 10 seconds, Jeff.
They
after SHOT Show
said, don't vote for these guys, and that's just criminal.
Yeah. We'll reconvene this after SHOT Show. There's a lot of things we didn't say. So, Jeff Knox, Firearms Coalition, firearmscoalition.org. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.